From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And tomorrow is, at long last, Election Day in Illinois. The polls will open at 6 a.m. and they'll be open until 7 in the evening. And there are, of course, many races we'll be following here, as well as storylines we're keeping track of at the national level. In a few minutes, we'll hear the latest updates and can help answer any last-minute questions you might have about the issues and candidates on the ballot this fall. And right now, we're taking your phone calls about your midterm election experience and voting itself. 800-222-9455 is the number to call. 800-222-9455. What are your election day plans? Did you maybe already vote? Maybe you early voted. Like I said, we can also help answer any last-minute questions you might have about voting at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or tweet us at 21st Show, at 21ST Show. And we're going to start off today with Matt Dietrich, spokesman for the State Board of Elections. Hello, Matt. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Brian. Good to be here.
Any new rules, anything different this year with voting that might surprise people when they show up to the polls?
No, they're not going to see new rules about as far as voting goes, but there was one new aspect of election law that went into effect this year, and that was over the summer, every registered voter in Illinois received a notice from their local election authority informing them that they could sign up for a permanent vote by mail list. And if you received that application and signed it and returned it, you will from now on automatically receive a vote by mail ballot for every election. And we think that a lot of people did take advantage of that because we are at about 875,000 voters who requested vote by mail ballots for the 2022 election. We believe the vast majority of those are people who signed up for the permanent list. We haven't separated them out yet because the local jurisdictions aren't reporting them that way to us yet. But 875,000 applications for vote by mail ballots is a pretty big number. We hadn't seen that outside of the 2020 pandemic election. We had never seen numbers that high. We've already got about 20% more votes cast by mail as of today than we did in the entire 2018 midterm. So,
yeah, and of course, I mean, the pandemic was a big kick or a jolt for voting by mail.
Right.
But yeah, talk more about how this stacks up at least to the last midterm and what that tells us about the election. Yeah.
Sure. Well, if you're looking at just total votes cast before Election Day, either by mail or by early voting in person, we are a little bit behind right now. We had about 1.6 million cast by mail and early in person in the 2018 midterm. As of this morning, we're at about 1.2 million cast either way. But the big difference is that we're already 20% higher in the number of vote by mail ballots that have been received. We've had about 644,000 votes cast early in person as of our count this morning. And that's, you know, about 40% lower than what it was in 2018 when we had 1.14 million. Now, that may be because a lot of people, rather than voting in person early, decided to vote by mail. We'll know much better 2 weeks from tomorrow when all of the vote by mail ballots that are properly postmarked have to be tabulated.
And that's actually a good reminder point that if long as the ballot is returned physically or postmarked by tomorrow, it can be counted for up to 2 weeks. But you got to get
Correct.
It in the mail and make sure it's actually not just in a blue box, you know, but that it's not picked up yet, you know, at a post office maybe tomorrow.
Correct. If you're going to be mailing your vote by mail ballot through the mail, and if you're going to be doing it tomorrow on Election Day, it'd be a good idea if you could take it into the post office and see it actually postmarked, because it really must be postmarked no later than tomorrow. If you live in a jurisdiction where they offer a secure drop box, you may want to consider using that tomorrow. Those will be shut off at 7 p.m. They're just like a polling place. No more vote by mail ballots can be put in those after 7 p.m. on Election Day.
And what if somebody has a vote by mail ballot and they decide, you know what, I want the experience. I want to go in person. Yep. What do they do then?
Yeah. Yeah, then you just take your vote by mail ballot with you, either today to your early voting location or tomorrow to your regular polling place, and you will be able to exchange that for a regular ballot, and you'll vote in person. The election judge will then void your vote by mail ballot. And it's the same way too. And I know that there are people listening who are probably in this situation. You applied somewhat late for a vote by mail ballot. Remember, you could do that through Thursday. November 3rd was the deadline. So we're going to have people who applied, Thursday, and now it's Monday and their ballot's not here. You're getting anxious. If that's you, if you're in that situation and you decide, look, I'm not willing to wait and risk this not arriving, go to your early voting location today or go to your polling place tomorrow. The election judge, when they check you in, they will see that you were mailed a vote by mail ballot and that it hasn't been voted yet. And you will have to sign an affidavit stating that you are instead choosing to vote in person. And that will void your mail ballot. You'll be given a regular ballot to vote in person. Should your vote by mail ballot then arrive at your home on election day, you'll be instructed to destroy it. Whatever you do, do not try to vote that vote by mail ballot after you've signed the affidavit and voted in person.
So that's not just an extra vote. It's also a felony, right?
Yes, yes. It won't count. Once you sign the affidavit and once you're logged in and you're logged in as voting, if your vote by mail ballot shows up at your election authority and they try to scan it in, it's going to show that you voted in person.
And maybe they'll refer you to the state's attorney for prosecution.
That's
all right.
Very possible.
Well, let's talk about one other thing you mentioned, which is this 14-day window. And this is something that with all the misinformation and politicization of the mechanics of voting in the past couple of years, there's some confusion maybe among some listeners about the vote totals being, you know, what they are, that very first, you know, as the first ballots are counted from the precincts, maybe before mail-in ballots have all come in. Vote totals can and do change, and that's part of the system now, right?
Right. And as of this morning, we have about 329,000 vote-by-mail ballots that have been sent to voters and have not yet been returned. Now, if that figure stands tomorrow when the polls close, then we at the Board of Elections will be putting out on social media, and a lot of the election authorities will be posting on their websites that, hey, we have this many outstanding vote-by-mail ballots that still could come in and still could change certain races. So, you know, 329,000 is not a huge number. It's not like what we saw in 2020, where we ended up with 2 million total votes cast, but by mail. But, you know, it is a number that you have to keep in mind. And Brian, you probably remember, and I'm sure some of my fellow panelists here will remember, in 2014, the state treasurer's race between Mike Frericks and the then Republican state representative Tom Cross. The day after the 2014 election, I believe only a few hundred votes separated those two candidates out of several million votes that were cast statewide. And in the days to come, the 3 or 4 days after the election, that went from a razor thin margin, too close to call. Very quickly, it turned into, you know, several thousand votes. It was a very close race, but it was not the record close race that we had first thought it was on election night. That's 2014. That was 8 years ago. So this is not a new phenomenon when you know, having vote by mail ballots that can trickle in after election day. Voters need to keep that in mind. This isn't something that just came about in 2020. It's just something that you started hearing a lot more about in 2020 because the numbers were so much greater than due to the pandemic.
Yeah. All right. One of the last things I want to ask you about is election safety. We've seen in other states some vigilantes taking it upon themselves to sort of act as guardians of ballot drop boxes, showing up with weapons and masks and things like that. How can you assure voters that they'll be safe at the polls this year?
Well, luckily, Illinois hasn't had any problems like I know what you mentioned happened in Arizona, where you had these vigilante groups who were essentially harassing or intimidating voters who were trying to put their mail ballots into secure drop boxes. Luckily, we haven't had reports of that happening in Illinois. Polling places have always been extremely safe. You've got voters going there. You have election judges who are trained in proper protocol for how to operate a polling place. We know that because of some of the rhetoric that's gone on this year, that tensions are a bit high. County clerks are in close contact with law enforcement. A lot of times they work out of the same building that the sheriff's department works in. But law enforcement is aware every election day that potential problems could happen at polling places. Now, keep in mind that in Illinois, we haven't had that happen. And we have no reason to believe that there is any risk of to voters for their security who are casting votes in polling places this year. But everyone involved in the election is aware of what's going on and what a lot of the discussion is. But no voter should stay away from voting because they fear that there's going to be some kind of disruption.
All right. Well, Matt Dietrich, I want to thank you for making time to be with us. Apparently, we don't have any questions from our listeners for you this morning. So hopefully everybody has their plans in place and we'll get out there and vote. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you, Brian.